This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Turkey now is not just Turkey for itself. Turkey is a country for the Muslim Ummah now.
You know what? Turkey is such a beautiful combination of ancient Ottoman architecture and beautiful masjids and this incredible modernity. And I had no idea about any of this before I moved here 3 years ago, subhanAllah. But one thing's for certain, there is a man at the center of modern Turkey, and we as Muslims need to know what he's about. And that person is Tayyip Recep Erdogan. Don't believe everything you've heard about him. Have a look at this.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din.
I believe that it is Islamically obligatory to support the AK party and Erdogan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Turkey is a Muslim success story. It's largely shaped by the drive of Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who some even see as the reformer or the caliph of a new Turkey. In his teens, Erdogan encountered Islam in politics. He joined the youth wing of the National Salvation Party, led by Necmettin Erbakan, which was banned in 1971. What was their crime? It was to challenge the secular laws enshrined in the Turkish constitution. Islam profoundly influenced Erdogan's early life. That was evident when he would not play football at an Istanbul City soccer team. Why? Because the city banned Muslims having beards at that time. When his mentor, Erbakan, refounded his party, now named the Welfare Party, he became known for his great speaking skills, his emotive way with words that could really enthuse and inspire large crowds of people. And he spoke out against what? Injustice. And what was he speaking for? The people here continue to vote for Erdogan in their millions. What interests me is the way that the government here deals so differently with its citizens in relation to money than where I come from, which is the UK. The idea of major wage increases in the civil service during a time of austerity, or for elderly pensioners to get much more money from the state, is really a far-flung dream for British people right now. And it's hard not to sound like an advert, but there is so much going on here.
Istanbul Canal Project. The project considered one of the largest in the world. The cost of this project is $25 billion. The canal is 21 meters long and 275 meters deep. The canal is expected to serve 160 tankers per day. New metro line in Turkey. Areas of Istanbul will be connected with the metro by 2023. New lines will also be added in the cities of Bursa and Gaziantep. Turkish government aims to adopt the iron system throughout Turkey due to lower operating costs.
The earthquake was an unquantifiable disaster for Turkey and its people. What struck me was that Erdogan and his team refused to quantify it in just economic terms. The rush was genuinely to help people impacted. Things were as under control as they could be. It's the biggest operation I've ever seen. And entire cities are being built in that region.
Allah'ım bir daha görsetmesin. Evlerimizi kızıl böyle alacağımızı bilmiyorduk. Kızıl aldığımız için çok mutlu olduk.
Vallahi şaşırttık yani. 45 gün dedin ne ki?
Burası yeni yapılan deprem evlerimiz. Evimiz 120 metrekare olup
Her şey dört dörtlük.
Çok güzel evlerdir. Gelen gidenler herkes beğeniyor. Herkes dua ediyor devletimize, milletimize, cumhurbaşkanımıza.
This is ihsan, isn't it? And when there is a lot of talk about Erdogan just being this power monger who only does things to win power, remember this. Despite huge nationalist pressure from increasingly racialized political landscape, Erdogan has refused to turn his back on the 4 million Syrian refugees that sought safety here. That's not a vote winner. To me, that as much as anything else shows that Tayyip Erdogan is that rare thing in modern politics, a conviction politician.
Göğü de kehkeşansız bırakma Allah'ım. Müslümanlıkta yoğrulamıyordu. Müslümansız bırakma Allah'ım. Bize güç ver. Cihat meydanını pehlivansız bırakma Allah'ım.
Allah will decide what the outcome is, but we have a duty to make sure that we know who our leaders are and that, well, that we don't believe the lies that are told about each other. If you like these videos, don't forget to subscribe and to share. And I always read your comments below. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you on the other side of this election.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد